Nolte, Imploding CNN Cuts Back on Series and Films. By John Nolte on October 28, 2022. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that denies election results and encourages violence in predominantly black neighborhoods, is not only about to be hit with massive layoffs, but per the Friday New York Times, the hate outlet is also pretty much abandoning its stupid and failed attempt to produce original series and films. Chris Licht, the left-wing chairman of CNN, told employees Friday that the network would stop buying documentary films and original TV series as part of its cost-cutting efforts, the far-left Times reported. Licht emailed the staff to inform them that his hate network will move away from movies and shows, which include left-wing propaganda such as RBG, The Burning of Black Wall Street, United Shades of America, The Murdochs, Empire of Influence, and that stupid one about SeaWorld. This was a very difficult decision to make. And it was based, in large part, on the ever-increasing cost of commissioning third-party premium content, whined Licht. From now on, any long-form content will be produced internally. Which almost certainly means cheapo news magazines such as 2020. The only reason disgraced former CNN chief Jeff Zucker got into this non-news programming was vanity and kickbacks. Acquiring these series and movies allowed Zucker to hobnob with the Hollywood elite and play the big shot. It also allowed him to pour millions of dollars all over his left-wing friends, the people who created this garbage. None of this news is a surprise. 3 weeks away from a huge, consequential, game-changing national election. And Knlau, which is Greek for pig spews fake news, is only attracting 517,000 average primetime viewers. CNN is done. CNN is toast. CNN is discredited. CNN is a national joke. CNN will never again move the needle on public opinion, and will never be believed. The only hope for CNN is to do something CNN will never do. And that's to fire its current anchors, a mob of lying, smug, dishonest bigots, and replace them with likable people who will report the news, rather than lie and virtue signal and gin up violence. As an opinion outlet, CNN is a total ratings failure. As a news outlet, CNN is an even bigger failure. When's the last time CNN broke a consequential story that wasn't eventually revealed to be another big, fat, CNN lie? It has literally been years. And now we're supposed to believe Chris Licht, Stephen Colbert's former producer, is going to fix CNN? And what's his first big move? He makes Jake the fake news Tapper the face of the network. Election denier Jake Tapper. Election meddler Jake Tapper. Serial liar Jake Tapper. Watching CNN implode fills me with more joy than Christmas morning or that shot of Jamie Lee's boobs in Trading Places. The best news is that CNN will never go away. CNN will always be here for good people to point at and laugh. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.